Feud erupts between Trump and longtime Ollie Marjorie Taylor Greene. Thousands protest against government in Mexico. As clashes leave 120 injured, Trump says he will take legal action against BBC over Panorama edit. Thousands march outside CHOP 30 summit and call for action. 13 injured after demolition der by car hits crowd in Australia. Zelensky vows energy sector overhaul after 100 million corruption scandal. Pope Leo welcomes Hollywood stars to the Vatican. 9 killed in accidental blast at police station in Indian-administered Kashmir. Officials say Trump rolls back tariffs on dozens of food products. Epstein files. Who else was mentioned? Iran confirms it seized tanker in Strait of Hormuz. China urges citizens not to visit Japan over Taiwan row. DR Congo and M23 rebels sign framework for peace in Qatar. Driver released after deadly Stockholm bus crash. US and UK warn of major e-visa data breach in Somalia. UK court finds mining firm liable for Brazil's worst environmental disaster. The US will help South Korea build nuclear attack. Submarines. Here's what that means. Why India caps pollution readings at 500 when the air is far more toxic. We're just going to go through this again. Americans fear second government shutdown. My mom was a 17-year-old free spirit, so she was locked up and put in a coma. Should Hitler's DNA have been studied or just left alone? Astonishingly lethal, BBC reports from site of Russian strike in Kyiv. Watch, mud volcano erupts in southern Taiwan. Watch, bear runs onto airport tarmac, halting flights. Watch, Blue Origin rocket successfully lands booster for first time. Russia's AI robot falls seconds after being unveiled. Australia welcomes Trump's removal of beef tariffs, seeks more relief. Trump cuts tariffs on beef, coffee, and other foods as inflation concerns mount. Analysis: China finds bigger role as U.S. sidesteps Brazil climate summit. Shell ordered to pay Venture Global's legal fees after arbitration loss. Chilean right-wing eyes return to power as crime migration dominate election. Ukrainian attack halts oil exports from Russia's Novo, affecting 2% of global supply. Sources say oil settles up more than 2% as Russian port suspends oil exports after Ukrainian attack. U.S. to allow transactions involving Lukoil and Caspian Pipeline Consortium, website shows. U.S.-Ukraine Critical Minerals Fund hires advisors, A&M to identify projects. Cheniere Energy executive forecasts major natural gas demand for LNG plants. Trump buys at least $82 million in bonds since late August, disclosures show. Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. U.S. paves way for talks on sale of Lukoil's foreign assets. U.S. jury says Apple must pay Massimo $634 million in smartwatch patent case. BHP liable for 2015 Brazil dam collapse. UK court rules in mammoth lawsuit. Tesla requires suppliers to avoid China-made parts for U.S. cars, WSJ reports. The one chart that tells you if the AI boom is getting out of control. Investing.com stocks of the week. FAQ, what you need to know about prediction markets. Former Fed Governor Kugler's exit came amid forbidden trading activity. Switzerland wins U.S. tariff rate cut to 15%, pledges $200 billion in U.S. investments. Natural gas storage surpasses expectations, indicating weaker demand. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis working on new economic data calendar post-shutdown. U.S. trade chief says Trump now ready to issue tariff exemptions on some food products. U.S. reaches trade deal with Switzerland, USTR says. Over-indebtedness on the rise again in Germany, survey shows. Slovakia's economy grows 0.3% in Q3, beats annual forecast. French inflation slows to 0.8% in October. Below expectations, U.S. to remove tariffs on some products from Ecuador, Argentina, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Thailand says U.S. trade talks to proceed despite Cambodia dispute. What to know about the $550 U.S.-Japan investment mechanism? Can inflation help reduce debt? Deutsche Bank weighs in.